Sid, The Final Frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hi everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode number 8, C64 Remixes and Original Sid Sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan-Lon Thompson from RemixQuit.org, and for the next 30 minutes or so I'll be spreading the Commodore love all the way from Copenhagen, Denmark. First up, a retraction for something I said on show 7. I basically said if you can't find any podcasts worth listening to, do what I did and create one yourself, and boy did that come out wrong. That might actually be interpreted like I don't like other podcasts except for my own, which is wrong. It's simply a lie. It's not happening. It's not true, folks. I listen to around 15 different podcasts regularly and constantly check out new ones. In fact, I'm going to talk about one in particular later on in the show. Now, there's loads of good podcasts out there. The trick is just to find them. Luckily, you'll be having various directories if you're using iTunes. The thing to do is, the first thing you probably want to do is go to the iTunes Music Store and check out the podcast directory. Otherwise, there's a couple of websites out there, there's actually a lot of them, but I'm just going to mention two. One is indiepodder.org and the other one is, of course, podcastalley.com. You'll be able to find a list of my favorite podcasts on the Takeaway website. And as soon as this show is all ready for upload, I'll crack open a brew and kick back with the 25th anniversary of the most excellent The Roadhouse podcast, The Finest Blues You've Never Heard. Yeah, I've got a thing for the blues when I'm not listening to Commodore 64 remixes. Anyway, on today's show, Lukma, No Hands. Also, more Sid Source material arrives at the Takeaway HQ. We talk about the Retro Bits podcast. We have more live event news, and of course the regular dose of remixes and sets. Today's opening track was a set. It was by Rein Overhand. It was from Flimbo's Quest. Later on, we'll be featuring a set tune made in 2003 with a very interesting story to it. Right now, you're listening to Jan Morgenstern. It's Rubicon Main Titles, originally by Jeroen Till. Jan Morgenstern there, Rubicon main titles. Next up, it's RKO newcomer Nada with BMX Kids, Sono Power Plesso Mix. Time for the news. First up, new hardware set up at the C64 Takeaway. After now, let my good old Sony IF500, I've laid that to rest, and instead I've now got a nice Shure PG58 microphone with a boom stand, so it's hands-free and I can now do this and wave my hands wildly about, even though you can't see it. Also on today's news, more Sid Source material arrives at the HQ. Until now, I've only been using the Pure 6581 CD for playing Sids on the show, and I've now got hold of the sound interface device, music from the Commodore 64, It's a 4-volume set with 20 tunes on each one, and I've now got 3 of them, and I've got the 4th one coming my way soon. So that means more set tunes to be played on the podcast. And I know I haven't played enough set tunes on. As a matter of fact, I went back and looked, and last time I played one was on show number 4. But that's why we have 2 set tunes today, to hopefully make up a bit for that. Anyway, next up, the Retrobit podcast. This is something I discovered recently. It's talk radio. It's about 30 minutes per show and hosted by Earl Evans. And Earl himself says that it's computing like we did it back in the day. Old school computing, modern day fun. If it's got 8 bits, paper tape, punch cards, cartridge slots, CPM, basic and ROM, or if it's just plain old. There's a fairly good chance that Earl will talk about it on his podcast. There's 5 episodes out so far, and episode 1 is all about the Commodore VIC-20, which was actually my first computer. I've still got it in a box somewhere in the flat. Episode 2 was about a high level view of vintage computing and why people like retro computing and how folks participate in the hobby, and he even mentioned the Commodore 64 and Spectrum Wars, so it's all good. Hopefully, Earl will do a show devoted to the Commodore 64 in the future. Earl, are you listening? Finally, the big news is, of course, the Retro Event 2005. Beyond from Press Play and Tape says that, it's true. On November 5th, 2005, Press Play and Tape will be hosting a full-blown Commodore 64 music event in Copenhagen, Denmark. So mark that one down in your calendar and watch their homepage for more details about tickets and pricing and transportation and places to stay and so on and so forth. So far, the lineup includes Press Play and Tape themselves, legendary Swedish a cappella band Visa Röster. I played some of their stuff on an earlier podcast. And also a certain Rob Hubbard will be coming to Copenhagen in November to do a set. They're also talking to Benda Gleish and Stuck in the 80s, and hopefully they'll show up as well. The venue is the Park Café in Copenhagen, specifically the Kitty Club. It's a place that's open until 5 a.m. It's interconnected to a fancy café and bar and a huge discotheque, Helena Late Renaissance Deco. And seeing as they open until 5 a.m., you can party all night. And if you're coming in from abroad, it'll be perfect for you to catch an early flight out. And go home and have your hangovers or whatever. Anyway, go to www.pressplayontape.com to keep track of development for this retro event 2005. I am most certainly going to be there, and I can only urge everyone else to get tickets and go see Copenhagen and go see Rob Hubbard, Visa Röster, Press Play and Tape, and hopefully Stuck in the 80s. And talking about Press Play and Tape, here they are with Tiger Mission. This is a live recording from The Gathering, which was in Norway, and it was recorded back in 2003. Tiger Mission, originally by Johannes Bjerregaard. And it should be coming up now. press play on tape there. Tiger Mission live at the Gathering in 2003. Next up, we've got a SID, and it's not just any SID. You can find it in the High Voltage SID collection, but you can't find this in the High Voltage SID collection. And by this, I'm gonna be a bit mysterious, and I'm gonna explain that one in a short while. The next one we're gonna play is Vincent Merrickin, also known as VIP. The track is Integer Viptic, and it's a Commodore 64 remix of a Beastie Boys track, namely Intergalactic. It's completely converted using ear, hand, and mind, and then rearranged and C64ified, remixed using the SID sound chip, and the file itself is actually only 4,232 bytes, including the player routine, so small memory footprint there. Okay, so this is not the first time tune has been converted to the C64, but what makes this one so special is that it was part of an audiovisual production called Very Wicked, Most Delicate by the demo group Padua. It was entered into the Beastie Boys audiovisual logo contest back in 2003, and it won the contest. Later on, a limited edition vinyl EP called the Beastie Boys AV Logo Contest Remixes was produced, and this EP contains the top four entries from the competition. Now, only five copies of this was made in total, four of which were used for prizes for the competition winners, of course, and I'm guessing that the Beastie Boys probably kept the fifth copy to themselves. In the show notes for today's show, I'll have a link to a photo of a very proud Vincent Merrickin holding up his copy of the EP. Now, as I said earlier on, anyone could just go on and play the version in the High Voltage SID collection, but this is not it. For the creation of the EP, Warren Pilkington from Padua recorded the tune from his 8580 SID chip equipped Commodore 64 and passed the resulting VAW file onto the Beasties. So this is what you'll be listening to now. It's actually just that, an MP3 of the C64 recording, which ended up on a Beastie Boys limited vinyl single, exclusively on the C64 Takeaway. We'll be right back. Next up, feedback. First, Daniel Johansson writes via email, "Hello, I enjoy listening to your podcast and I've listened to every episode so far. Just wanted to give you a little feedback. Please, no more 12-minute piano tunes, even though if they are impressive, it's just boring. 2 minutes should be enough. That sort of music." Well, Daniel, you're probably not the only one thinking that, and that was actually why I played Parallax on Piano by Linus Akerson, which this refers to. I played that one at the end of the show and made sure to tell people that this was the end of the show. Yeah, I know, I could have played an excerpt of it, but I don't believe in playing excerpts of tunes. I believe in playing all of them. Daniel goes on, "One more question. Why isn't there more real set tunes on the show?" Well, Daniel, I've just talked about that one earlier on tonight. There's going to be more sets, and there might actually be a special with sets only, as you suggest. I've got a few ideas for stuff to be on a playlist for that. "Thanks for the show, and keep up the good work." Finishes Daniel Johansson. Yeah, thanks, Daniel. Will do. Next up, I'm almost tempted to call him a regular now. It's Christian Rattray, Rattray, that's it. Emphasis on the first syllable. Christian wrote in earlier on requesting that I played Parallax tunes. And of course I did an entire show devoted to Parallax tunes, which was show 7. Anyway, Christian writes, "Thank you so much for the Parallax special. I was listening to it while showering, and when you read out my feedback from podcastalley.com, it really brought a big stupid grin to my face. That was a great surprise. I'm currently locked away writing a script on commission, and I've been going quietly mad. But your show today reminded me that human contact happens in strange and wonderful ways over the internet. Is there any chance of a Rob Hubbard special down the line? I'm very fond of his nemesis, the Warlock, Trust and Swords tunes." First off, Christian, the idea of a naked man getting a big stupid grin on his face while listening to me droning on is somewhat disturbing. But anyway, yeah, we might actually do a Hubbard special. And I like the Nemesis the Warlock tune as well. I like Trust and I like Swords. And when I first read this email, I just knew exactly which Nemesis the Warlock tune to play. But you'll have to wait a bit for that. Maybe on the next show, maybe later on. Anyway, Christian finishes. "Thank you again, Jan. You've got my vote each and every month." So thanks for that. Next up, Tony Dirksen from RadioWhiskey.com emails me saying, "I'm listening to the C64 Takeaway. Amazing, really amazing. I had no idea. I'm going to make this one of my regular podcasts." Well, thanks, Tony. There's a funny story to this. I discovered Tony's excellent podcast, Radio Whiskey, and added a link to it on the Takeaway website. Meanwhile, Tony discovers my podcast and is amazed to find a link to his podcast there, and then he checks his email and finds a message from, well, yours truly. In a later email, Tony writes, "I played your show as a background for my 15-year-old while he was playing Final Fantasy IX, and even he thought it was pretty cool." So yeah, it is happening, folks. We're winning them over, one at a time. Anyway, time for me to stop yakking and start playing some music. This is the C64 Mafia, Forbidden Forest, Don't Go Walking Slow. See if you can spot the Staccato influence in this one. I was chilling at the back of my home. I needed to relax and just be alone. Weather was fine and the sky was clear, so I was sitting in the sun just sipping a beer. Opened the paper, a headline read, "Beware of the spiders or you'll be dead." I didn't take the stuff so seriously, but all was to change quite mysteriously. 'Cause how was I supposed to know that just the down by the road, the trees are cursed? And how was I supposed to know that where all the birches grow, you must expect the worst?
around. There before me, a hideous beast. I was scared, to say the least. I couldn't believe this spider's size. And that was when I realized, they were even scarier than what Microsoft computers. I was so scared I almost shat my pants, but I realized that I only had one good chance. So I pulled up my bow and started firing arrows at huge bloody beasts that were larger than sparrows and weird-ass creatures that were jumping around, stumbling as they died with a kicky sound. I wasn't chilling anymore, as you might have guessed, but killing all around like I was possessed. Blood all around from my foe, mafia style, as I hope you know. Just like Trauma was singing, I was a shooting and I was a killing. I'm shooting, I'm killing, I'm shooting, I'm killing, I'm shooting, I'm killing, I'm shooting, I'm killing. 'Cause how was I supposed to know that just the down by the road, the trees are cursed? And how was I supposed to know that where all the birches grow, you must expect the
the C64 Mafia, Forbidden Forest. We're coming up on the end of tonight's show. Before we leave, a few practical bits. The show site, as always, is at slayradio.org/podcast. That's slayradio.org/podcast. Where you can, of course, find links to everything featured on today's show. Feedback to podcasts@slayradio.org, and don't forget to show your appreciation over on podcastalley.com. Right, we're going to leave you now. The last tune for tonight is coming up. Well, it's already playing. It's Michael Samurai Warrior Usagi Yojimbo Mix, originally by Neil Brennan. I will see you guys next time. Take care. Excuse me. Stay subscribed. Bye-bye.
Commodore 64.
8-bit. No shit.
Slay Radio.